Hello, you're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have had the courage and taken the risks to do work and to live lives that they genuinely love. I'm your host for the show. I am Lissa Marquardt, and I am a certified career, life, and retirement coach. My guest today and I share some pretty significant things in life, our love for living in this beautiful area, the people that we get to share that with, our passion for being healthy so we can enjoy those chosen activities, our desire to enhance the lives of others through the work that we do, and our last name. My guest today is my son, Kenny Marquardt, and he is the owner of Sandpoint Strength and Conditioning. Today, we're going to talk about one of the big differences between us, fitness and our age, and how that affects our longevity. And that's all related to exercise and well-being and how that can enhance not only the length of our lives, but the quality for so many in so many ways. We're going to go to break, and when we return, Kenny will join us, and he will offer his perspectives on the topic. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Sun Rental Center has been consistently reliable since 1979. Whether you're a large contractor or a homeowner with an important project, Sun Rental Center is your number one call for equipment rental and services. They go the extra mile, offering hourly, daily, weekly, monthly, and longer rental options with industry standard products from John Deere, Doosan, Genie, JLG, Multiquip, Ditch Witch, Makita, Honda, Steel, and more. Sun Rental Center is open in Sandpoint Monday through Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m.
From the Winter Reach team, in 2026, expect great service, fresh produce, new and unique grocery items, and our commitment to improve the store every year. Have an item you'd like us to carry? Do not hesitate to let us know. Have a problem with something we sell? Again, let us know. We want to make your shopping experience with Winter Reach a positive one. We are determined to go out of our way to meet your needs in service and in the products we bring in. Winter Reach, local, natural, delicious, on the corner of Lake and Boyer in Sandpoint.
The Hydra on 2nd and Lake is Sandpoint's original steakhouse. Stop in today for lunch or dinner.
Mondays are local appreciation all day from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. 15% off your bill with an Idaho driver's license. No exclusions, even on fillets and crab legs. Proudly serving Idaho-raised and processed USDA choice beef and everything fried in Snake River Farms beef tallow.
Come on back to the Hydra for lunch or dinner today. The Hydra, 2nd and Lake in Sandpoint.
Welcome back to Winter Hack Radio, the place for clever hacks to survive the season. Icy driveway? Well, try spreading sand or bird seed to help with traction. Snowy puppy paws? Well, grab a whisk, brush it off, done. Catch COVID-19? Well, just get...
Actually, there's no hack for COVID-19. But if you test positive, prescription medications for COVID exist. Ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Make your month brighter with a getaway to the Kootenai Casino for big wins, great food, and a little self-care. Stay in February starting as low as $59 per night midweek, and we'll include two breakfast vouchers. Bring your appetite to the Springs Restaurant. Our February dining specials available Sunday through Thursday include all breakfast omelets for only $9, and for lunch and dinner, enjoy our two for $26 special, including local favorites, and all burgers and sandwiches. Join us for the ultimate relaxation at the Spa at Kootenai, where we're offering 250-minute signature massages for just $139. Or get that youthful glow with the $99 anti-stress facial and spa pedicure. Play all month long for your chance at big wins, including legendary jackpots and weekend mystery super spins. And wrap up the month with royal rewards. $15,000 in cash and bonus play is up for grabs on February 28th. Come stay and play at the Kootenai Casino. Call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY for details or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and to live lives that they genuinely love. I'm Lissa Marquardt, and I'm a certified career, life, and retirement coach. My guest today is someone that I genuinely admire, not only for who he is and how he shows up in life, but because of how much he genuinely cares about his clients and the people that he works with. He's the owner of Sandpoint Strength and Conditioning. My guest is Kenny Marquardt. And I did not say all of that just because he's my son. It really all is true. So welcome, Kenny.
Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for showing up on short notice. And I know that you have a lot going on, so I really do appreciate that. But there's a lot of people sick out there. And I think this is also really good timing to talk about the importance of fitness and well-being and how it relates to longevity. And that being said, it's February, and I'm wondering if you by chance have any kind of a statistic or percentage of the number of people that might have fitness goals as one of their New Year's resolutions that, you know, they were fully intending to achieve something of value to their life. And how many people, first of all, how many people do you think, or percentage-wise, pick that?
There is a, I don't know off the top of my head, but I believe it's 90% quit by the second or third Friday in January. They call it, there's a thing going around called Quitter's Day, and it's everyone's given up by the second or third Friday in January, which is quite early on. So
interesting.
Yeah.
Well, and so how many people do you think pick a fitness goal as one of their goals for the year?
I think if you relate it back to either health or empowerment or well-being, I think it all, in my opinion, it all comes back to fitness. So
yep.
I don't know. I'm not sure how to answer that specifically, right. But I think that a lot of people do.
Yeah.
And it's just, I think people end up at the end of December, we have this pent-up desire for feeling better because we've probably eaten and drank ourselves into a state of not feeling so good. And so we have this desire to not feel that poorly. And so that ends up becoming one of our intentions for the year.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I know. Well, even I can remember being probably in fifth grade, so maybe 10 years old. And my goal was to get in better shape and to lose weight. And it continued to be my goal probably pretty much for the rest of my life until I just kind of got to a point where I'm pretty comfortable with it. But, you know, even back then, fitness was not the big deal that it is now. So the fact that it's probably something that is significant and forefront in a lot of people's goals of what they want to achieve. Because like you said, I think that it has underlying a benefit to pretty much everything that we do.
Yeah. And I think more than ever, and it's unfortunate, but even with all the knowledge that we have, all the resources that we have, all the options of fitness that we have, as far as I know, the country's as unwell as it's ever been.
Right.
And so regardless of how there's all those options, we're still there. And I think that that's just it tends to be a thing that people want to focus on. They want to feel better.
Right.
So
right.
They just don't know how to do it.
They don't know how to do it. So that is my next question is, why do you think there is such a high rate of failure or quitters by the third week of January?
I think people go about the process incorrectly and they focus on two extremes, either one being they focus on something that is going to take a very long time to achieve,
mm-hmm.
and they don't get the gratification of accomplishing that. And that finish line feels really, really, really far away when it gets hard.
Right.
And so that's too far out. And then in the short term, they don't focus enough on the little process things and make those the goal instead of the long-term thing. So I think I said that a little bit backwards, but I think that came through.
So in other words, they just don't get that, that hit of like, I'm feeling successful, so I'm going to continue. It just takes too long to get there.
Yeah, and they prioritize the finish line. And I think that's a really important point is there is this expectation that upon accomplishing your goal, all of your problems will be solved.
Yes.
Or you will have this feeling of euphoria forever because of the thing that you've accomplished. When in reality, and this is in my personal experience and in everyone I've ever worked with's experience, is it actually becomes the process is the real reward. It's that's the pursuit of the dopamine is the reward, not when you get that, when you get it, because it almost immediately wears off. You almost immediately start looking at the next thing. You almost immediately start discrediting your own accomplishments. Like it's pretty pervasive in the mind where the thing that we've sought for so long just becomes another stepping stone on this feeling of unhappiness. And by focusing on the short term instead of the little process goals for whether it's a daily or a weekly thing that you can try and accomplish, making the checking of that box the real goal, then I think you know the way more broadly and more intentionally, and you'll be happier.
Yeah.
And then you'll eventually hit your goal, and that'll be great.
Yeah.
But you won't feel that. You won't just move the goalposts again.
So give us an example, like just an everyday example for somebody that, let's just say their goal is to lose 20 pounds because they don't, you know, they don't really know all the other benefits that are going to come with it, but that's just kind of what their goal is.
You mean how would I work them through that?
Yeah.
I would really want to know why. I mean, I realize you kind of pulled that out, which is great, but I would really want to know what that meant, because I think oftentimes the 20 pounds number or any number on the scale is really irrepresentative of what they're actually trying to accomplish. It might be a body composition look that might represent how they felt at a certain point in time. That might also, though, represent a performance thing where they just, you know, they might feel better skiing or they might feel better doing something. So I would try and hone in on the actual thing that they're trying to achieve, not the number on the scale, because that's, I mean, on one hand, it's really easy. Like, I can get someone to lose 20 pounds in a matter of a couple of days. It's just not going to stay off.
Right.
With the sauna and dehydrate, whatever. That's beside the point. But that would not be the actual goal that they're trying to accomplish. So I really want to hone in on that, what that meant to them. And then try and get them to be able to work their way towards that while experiencing the closeness of it every step of the way. So they felt like they were making little small accomplishments along the way and expressing.
But I think for people that are not super fitness or exercise aware, I think that the scale is that magic indicator of success. And when they don't see it happen, or they even like they go to a gym and they might gain weight because they've gained muscle, they're just so frustrated. I think that plays a role in it as well. What do you think?
Oh, for sure. I think it's just binary. You know, it's a very easy quantitative thing that you can look at and say yes or no,
right,
where that is just, it's easier. A feeling is a much harder goal to quantify and try and accomplish.
Right.
If you want to, because realistically, I think that most people just want to feel better. They want to feel happier.
Right.
They want to feel prouder. They want to walk taller. They want to be more calm. Like, those are all feelings.
Right.
I just don't know how to quantify those things. You can't wake up and say, I am more confident. You can say, I guess you can, but it's just not necessarily the thing that is, I am weighing this much weight now, rather than I feel a certain way.
Yeah.
So it's convenient, even if it's inaccurate.
Yeah. And I think probably the giving them the opportunity to be aware of the fact that it is the feeling above what the numbers on the scale say, that gives them more of an immediate feedback.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's just hard. There's another, like, a whole psychological aspect. I think that most people, there's a intrinsic desire to discredit oneself. Like, most people aren't proud of their own accomplishments. And so they kind of talk themselves out of, like, oh, I actually feel better. I am doing this thing. I am walking tall. I am more confident. I'm all those things, but X, you know, whatever that is. I can't tell you how many times I've worked with somebody in business or in fitness, and they immediately start discrediting their own accomplishments and the weight, the scale being one of those, where you could say X, all these other metrics, you're stronger, you're faster, you feel better, but the scale hasn't moved.
Exactly.
I'm still heavier than I've ever been, which is like, okay, well, yeah, that's true. But what about all these other things? And that gets thrown immediately out the window.
Yep. Yeah, I have the same thing with my clients. I just say, you're just letting your big butt get in the way.
Mm.
It's that big butt is always, there's always something there. And instead of saying like, well, okay, today I weigh less than I did yesterday, if that's, you know, something that is an indicator that's going to make them feel proud in the morning or feel excited, then there's that. And if it's like, well, then, and the other converse of that is like, well, I might not weigh less today, but I might weigh less tomorrow, so I'm going to keep going. And I think that that's part of the thing too, is that it's just hard for people to have that stick-to-itness that kind of drives them forward.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So, and so dopamine, that is, I think that's really, I think that's an interesting thing for people to be aware of. And I don't think that they understand that. And I think that is the foundation for explaining how feelings have a role in all of this.
Yeah. Thinking about things in moments of time, that's where it's pretty, again, you do the thing and that's one moment of time. Mm-hmm. And the lasting effects of that will diminish. However, the buildup to that is probably a very long period of time. And if you're miserable, especially if we're talking about a weight loss thing, you can be miserable and deny yourself every single pleasure in life, which may give you some dopamine in the pride sense that you're able to be doing this.
Right.
And the kind of, there's some pride in suffering, but you're probably denying yourself all these other great aspects of life with the expectation that when you accomplish this thing, that hit of dopamine will usurp all the rest of the suffering.
Right.
When realistically, it's not a sustainable or really, in my opinion, meaningful part of the thing. Because then that moment's gone. You might have a picture of yourself when you're at your leanest or your lowest weight or your whatever that is, but that's not going to give you, that's only going to give you regret when you look at that in the future and feel like you're never going to be able to hold that place again.
That's true. And so let's just take these arbitrary clients that you might have at the gym, the ones that maybe like signed up with this anticipation of being stronger or, you know, having less body fat or whatever. What do you think is the difference that keeps them pushing through those times that where they're not seeing that immediate gratification and they maybe haven't worked out in a long time or exercised in a long time. What do you think might be the difference that gets some people past that Quitter's Friday and on to like really some changes that could possibly be lifetime sustainable?
One's falling in love with the process, mm-hmm. where I think that most people think that exercise has to be a suffer fest. They think, and there's so much influence in that, whether it's on social media or whatever, but it's like, you have to be in anguish and somebody has to be yelling at you and you have to be miserable the whole time. And it's really just not the case.
Right.
And so giving yourself permission to go in and just enjoy a workout, because that's very sustainable, is one aspect of that.
Love that.
So going in, laugh, have a good, I comment about this all the time, but you'll never find people a more happy, you'll never hear more laughs or see more smiles than you do in our gym.
Absolutely.
In our group classes.
Absolutely.
And that's what makes the process fun. So you actually look forward to going to the gym because you're not beating yourself to death.
Right.
And again, with the expectation that when you accomplish this thing that it'll be worth it. You just go in, you have fun, and you go home.
Exactly. Yeah. And that is, I think that's the immediate gratification that, from my perspective and what I see, is that people are genuinely having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I know when the gym was formerly CrossFit, there was kind of a terror factor around going to a CrossFit gym because it meant exactly that. It meant like you're going to be compared to everybody. You have to meet certain expectations. You have to do everything perfectly. And, you know, I think there was just always kind of that misnomer around just CrossFit in general, that it's just a brutal exercise, a way to exercise and get like big and bulky and things that, you know, don't sound at all pleasant to participate in.
Yeah.
But can you just say a little bit about how you do your formatting? Because I think that to me is one of the things that makes everybody smile in the gym, because they kind of have an opportunity to tailor it to who they are and what they want to accomplish.
Well, yeah, and that goes back to the point you brought up about how this works for people. Is one is falling in love with the process, but B is looking at this in the very, very long term. And everybody that starts at the gym, I say to them, I want you to be here for the next 20 or 30 years. Like, mm-hmm. if you're here to try and accomplish something in the next 30 days, I think you should find another place.
Right.
And I don't know that place exists, because I hope that any mature coaches out there are not selling a 30-day thing anymore. So I just want to say that's, I think, that's a sign of a really immature coach.
Right.
But the other aspect of it is really like focusing on the long term. And the most important thing I've done, I mean, this is 15 years for me, coached thousands of people, 15,000 hours or something on the floor. And the most important thing with all my experience is that people need to have a good time. Yeah. It's not what I know. It's not, you know, whatever exercise, some new nuanced exercise. It's that they're having a good time and they keep coming back. And if, because if people don't come back, it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
And so in that case, the pursuit of the longevity and the, if you, again, same thing with the, like you alluded to the CrossFit and the misery. If you're so sore that you can't work out again, like what's the point? Like you're, and so you have to take another couple of days off. You've really missed the boat.
True.
And so what I try and allude to with when I train any new coach or when I talk to a new client is I liken it to toasting a marshmallow. And if you like burned marshmallows, you're not going to like this analogy. But if once you burn a marshmallow, like you're not getting it back. You've charred that thing. And you can always keep your marshmallow further away from the fire and slowly get it closer. And you want the golden brown. Golden brown's great.
Yep.
And but again, once it's burned, it's gone.
Right.
And the same thing with a sore. If you get hurt, or if you're so sore or so beat up or you're so demoralized that you can't get out of bed and do the thing the next day, your marshmallow is burned and it's gone. And you may never get it back again.
Yep, very true. Love that.
So that, I'm not sure that the question was how do we format things in that way. But the question we try and ask ourselves as coaches is like, why are we doing this? And if the answer is not for helping people live lives they love for as long as they can, then what are we doing it for?
Love that. So love that. Anyway, we need to go to break, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to sell your home? Because we are buying. Hey, this is Chad from TheEasyHomeBuyer.com. And this February, we are spreading the love by offering sweet checks to homeowners who would like to sell their homes quickly due to reducing debt, upgrading, behind on payments, relocating, or whatever the reason. Our process is easy, quick, with no closing costs or hidden fees, avoiding the hassle of real estate agents constantly showing up to your home, and a month of painstaking offers. You just got to pick up the phone and dial 208-877-6000. And we will show up, evaluate your home, and make a quick offer. Plus, write you a lovely check in 14 days. It's as simple as that, with no real estate fees. Again, 208-877-6000. And our home buying specialist will set up a meeting and show you why customers love this easy process.
Pick up the phone to inquire. Call the Easy Home Buyer.
Not everyone is cut out to be a nurse, but if you feel it, that pull to help people, the journey to a fulfilling nursing career starts here. Nightingale is here to support you, whether you're looking to advance your career or just getting started on your nursing journey. We offer award-winning academic and personal support, innovative curriculum, and flexible online learning available no matter where you live. Are you driven to care? Nightingale. We'll get you there. Learn more at nightingale.edu.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun, and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
It only happens once a year, North 40 Outfitters Truckload Tool Sale. You'll find the tools you need to stock up the toolbox. Get free batteries with select DeWalt and Milwaukee tools. When you purchase select compressors, get a North 40 gift card. Save up to $380 on select welders. Organize that workshop with Black Diamond Shelving. Plus, get 15% off reloading powder tools and components. Find these savings and more online and in-store. North 40 Outfitters. Outfitting, work, and play.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun, and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
North Idaho's Radio 97.1.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and to live lives that they genuinely love. I'm Lisa Marquardt, and my guest today is Kenny Marquardt, who is the owner of Sandpoint Strength and Conditioning. And before we went to break, we were talking a little bit about how at Sandpoint Strength and Conditioning, there's an opportunity to get to work out at a level that feels comfortable to you and that fits what your needs are at the time. And so, Kenny, I would love for you to kind of explain that a little bit, because I think people have a misnomer that everybody goes to the gym, everybody has to do the same thing at the same time. They don't know that they feel strong enough or competent enough or, you know, have the endurance to do the things. And so that might be something that keeps people away from gyms and using that approach to exercise and longevity. So,
yeah, I mean, I think everybody has these, not everybody, but a vast majority of people have these self-limiting beliefs, or they feel as though, you know, they may have a pre-existing condition, an injury. They may feel like they're too far gone. They may feel like they've had a bad experience in the past. They don't have time. I mean, there's a laundry list of things that will preclude somebody from doing fitness. And I think it's really important to realize that fitness is incredibly basic. It doesn't have to be as complicated as a lot of times that we make it. And sometimes we make it complicated for novelty and fun, because to do the same thing every day gets boring.
Right.
But when it really boils down to brass tacks, it's about movement patterns. And it's about cardiovascular conditioning. So we're talking about strength and we're talking about conditioning, which is in our name of our business.
Right.
We want you to be stronger, which in reality means I want you to be able to maintain your range of motion and be able to express some strength in that range of motion, because that will mean you live a better life. You'll be more resilient from injury. You'll be able to pick stuff up. You will be able to tell the person at the grocery store, no, I don't need help with that for as long as you live. And the other side of it is the conditioning part. Means that we're going to improve your cardiovascular system. We're going to improve the exercise science term would be VO2 max, and that's a pretty reliable predictor of length of life. Hmm. And so we want you to be able to have a well operating cardiovascular system. Now, when we think about movement patterns, and we think about those two things, the movement patterns and the conditioning, those are often separate. They can be combined, but when we go into the movement pattern thing, that means that we can modify, we can change, we can dumb down, for lack of a better word, and we can make this thing work for anybody. Yes. And that's a really fun, I think, again, people feel like they're being inconvenient for a coach when we have to modify for them, or when they have to explain to us that they have this thing that disallows them from doing something. But that's where the creativity comes in for us, because we think about things in that way. And so it allows us to paint with some different brushes and different colors it makes us feel good. So again, the pre-existing or the self-limiting beliefs where people don't feel like they can participate, that's one of my favorite things to help overcome, because it's what we do. And it's really not that hard. It just feels hard when that's not your lexicon or in your language.
Right. But I can honestly say that I have asked for so many modifications, and I don't care which coach it is that's coaching, they almost like light up. It's like, mm-hmm. I get to do something a little bit different. It's almost like I get to help in a very unique way, as opposed to like, you know, we're all going to do something kind of similar, but I get to come up with something that can help this person, and it's not going to limit them, and they can get the same benefits in the long run. Like you helping me with that different way of doing squats yesterday or Monday. That was, I didn't even know that existed, and it was great. I got to go and do that, and I got to get basically almost the same workout. And it was. I did see the light on your face go, oh yeah, I've got this that she could do. So I love that. And this is the thing that I wanted to share, which I think ties into longevity as well, is that ironically, just the other day, somebody said to me, like, there's one thing that you should continue to do throughout your life, and it will probably help you the most. And it was to jump. No, I don't know if what the scientific background is on that or what the reasoning is. But then I went into class on Monday, and you were the coach, and you said, you know, unless you have a limiting injury or reason that you can't jump, I want everybody jumping. And I was like, well, I think I'm getting the message. I'm supposed to jump. And I don't think I have jumped in, like, I don't know, 12 years, like when you started the gym. I just haven't done it because I have some, like, some feet limitations. And so I jumped, and it was great. And then yesterday I jumped rope, and I don't like to do that either. But again, it was kind of like you said, it's those self-limiting beliefs. As I thought, I can't jump because I have foot issues. And I said, you know what? I don't care if I just jump a couple of inches. I'm still jumping. And then jumping rope, I jumped rope so much yesterday. I was like, wow, see, I can do this. And it was just my head holding me back. But the fact that it's on the menu of things that you can choose from, and if you really can't do it, you don't have to do it. There's always something else, which I love. So,
yeah, I want to touch on that because there's one thing. As I was describing something else, I thought about how most coaches should be craftspeople. Like, we have a shed full of tools, and you mentioned the belt squat machine, and then we have a million different ways to solve problems with these tools.
Right.
What makes me really concerned is when somebody has one tool or one idea, and it's the solution to everybody's problems.
Yes.
And the jumping thing, well, you just said that, that's a little bit incongruent, but I'm not sure that everyone should jump. I think, again, what I said, I get the context of, but I just want to be clear, like, that is a, from a coach that's been doing this a very long time, the Instagram, social media, whatever fads, where it's, this means this, is a really dangerous, slippery slope. And so just, I just want to put that out there is, like, I would disagree with anybody that says everybody should blank. The jumping, however, though, is a good, I think that it's a self-preservation thing where you can both land and you can jump. So you can create force, but you can also land, which a lot of times if you fall and break a hip, like, that might be it for you.
Exactly.
And not you in general, not you in particular, but in general, that can be a, and so if you can do those things, that's probably a pretty good sign. But I, as everybody's listening, I'm not sure that they should be jumping wherever they are to test and view. So.
Exactly. Well, yeah. And I think it's pertinent to everybody as well. But I mean, then the other thing today working out was there was a lot of running. I also have not run except for in an airport in years. I mean, it's just, I just took it off my menu again because of my feet. And sometimes it's just having that little bit of an inspiration to go, like, well, I can try it at whatever level is comfortable. I don't have to do it 100%. I don't have to go all out. If I run to the corner and back, that's better than nothing.
Don't burn the marshmallow.
Don't burn the marshmallow. Exactly. And I think the relevance of that to me is that I know there are a lot of people that have gotten away from exercise. I mean, maybe you exercised when you were in elementary school. Maybe you continued into high school. Maybe you continued into college. But at some point, maybe you just got off of that bus for whatever reason. And slowly but surely, your fitness, your strength, your mobility, it started to slip away from you. And then you find yourself, so you really, all you feel like doing is sitting on the couch and watching TV. And that's kind of where the relevance comes in for me, because I have clients who have worked their whole life, sat behind desks, dreaming about all these things that they want to do someday. They want to travel. They want to get involved in these hobbies. They want to play golf. And they've lost that ability to believe that they can get their strength back or their mobility back so they can get those dreams. I mean, people work their whole lives for these years where they're not having to go anywhere or be anywhere. So I think that's one of the points I really wanted to touch on is just how do you just get people to just step up to that plate and say, I don't care where I have to start. I'm just going to get started.
I think talking to a coach, an experienced coach, and as a self plug, like, I'm very available to have these conversations, and I have very little interest in signing you up for something that is not appropriate for you. So, and I think that that's where it's important for to talk to somebody about what your goals and aspirations are, and then they can help steer you in that direction. And you can get very specific, both in the goal side of things. If somebody has a very specific goal, then it's probably good to be very specific on the plan.
For sure.
That said, the big asterisk to all that is fitness should be fun.
Yeah.
100, there's no reason for it not to be fun. There's so many different forms of fitness out there that are going to get you 80% of the way there if we're talking about living a long and fulfilling life. That can be walking, it could be hiking, it could be being a gym rat. Like there's a litany of ways to do it. But if it's not fun, then don't bother. And I think you can try different things. I mean, I think that that's like somebody saying they don't like food because they don't like a certain type of food.
True. That is a good point.
So I think that broadly the way I like to have people look at things is looking out way far in the future and then thinking about points on a line of trajectory towards that long distance goal.
Right.
And then backing it all the way down into to tomorrow. Like what's the thing that helps you follow that trajectory out to that goal you have 20 or 30 years from now?
Yes.
And that can be hard to conceptualize, but it's still the best way to do it.
I love that. And once again, it's time for us to go to break. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In 2025, people travel from across the country to Dave Smith Motors for our huge selection, a hassle-free buying experience, and low, low, low prices. We're saying thank you with our customer appreciation sale. For a limited time, get over $11,000 off select heavy-duty trucks. Come see why we're America's national car dealer. Dave Smith Motors, where friends meet.
Make your month brighter with a getaway to the Kootenai Casino for big wins, great food, and a little self-care. Stay in February starting as low as $59 per night midweek, and we'll include two breakfast vouchers. Bring your appetite to the Springs Restaurant. Our February dining specials available Sunday through Thursday include all breakfast omelets for only $9. And for lunch and dinner, enjoy our 2 for $26 special, including local favorites and all burgers and sandwiches. Join us for the ultimate relaxation at the Spa at Kootenai, where we're offering 2 50-minute signature massages for just $139. Or get that youthful glow with the $99 anti-stress facial and spa pedicure. Play all month long for your chance at big wins, including legendary jackpots and weekend mystery super spins. And wrap up the month with royal rewards. $15,000 in cash and bonus play is up for grabs on February 28th. Come stay and play at the Kootenai Casino. Call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY for details or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
From the Winter Reach team, in 2026, expect great service, fresh produce, new and unique grocery items, and our commitment to improve the store every year. Have an item you'd like us to carry? Do not hesitate to let us know. Have a problem with something we sell? Again, let us know. We want to make your shopping experience with Winter Ridge a positive one. We are determined to go out of our way to meet your needs in service and in the products we bring in. Winter Ridge, local, natural, delicious, on the corner of Lake and Boyer in Sandpoint.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and live lives that they genuinely love. My guest today is my son, Kenny Marquardt, and he and I have a shared mission in life, and that's to help people enhance the life that they live. And he is doing a phenomenal job by opening his doors to clients to come in and enhance their longevity through fitness, through his gym at Sandpoint Strength and Conditioning. And one of the things that I've loved about it, and I've been there since day one, and that was how many years ago?
Well, this is our 15th year, right?
15 years.
14? I don't know. I know. I should know that answer. I keep saying 15, but I think that's wrong. We started in 2012.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think it's this will be the 14th year then,
yeah,
right?
There we go.
Anyway, nonetheless, the one thing that has been apparent from day one is it's got a very strong feeling of community. And I think that that is something that you don't see in a lot of other gyms. So do you want to speak to that a bit, how that works?
You know, I would probably disagree with that. I think you more than likely do find that in other gyms. Mm. I think that that misconception keeps people away from gyms. And try and pick up what you just said. But I think that most people, the hardest thing to do is walk through the front door of a new gym. That's the hardest thing. All the things that we're going to do. And they assume that everybody on the other side is going to judge them and that everybody on the other side or within that is going to look at them. They're out of shape. They're overweight. They're ugly, whatever.
I get it.
But everybody, honestly, and I say this with all the sincerity in the entire world, is that the people that have walked through the door and have had that experience and are continuing to go know how hard it is. And so they're very impressed by and very encouraging to new folks who are walking through that door.
Yes.
And so there's two paths usually is the experienced folks in the gym are either so focused on their own, you know, what they're ashamed of or not ashamed of. It's probably not
they're
the right
thinking
word.
About themselves.
Yeah, but they're mostly worried about themselves. Or they're so excited to see another person step into that journey and empower themselves that they're just very eager to help.
Yep.
And for all of the intentionality and thought process and certifications, all the things that we do, I honestly think the reason that most people continue to come to our gym is because of the people that are in there. And that's, you know, we started the conversation regarding how people have already quit on their goals for the year.
Yeah.
And they haven't, it's an unfortunate truth. It's maybe not unfortunate, but if your friend group or the people that you surround yourself with are not on the same path towards the goals that you're after, you're not going to do it. You're going to be a product of the five or six people that you spend the most time with. If your friends smoke, you're going to smoke.
Right.
If your friends aren't fit or don't work out, you're not going to work out. So I'm not saying you need to break up with all of your friends necessarily, but you may need to surround yourself with a new group who are going to support, encourage, and who have honestly, ideally been there before, who can relate to what it feels like to get started, who can relate to what it feels like when you get frustrated, who can relate to what it feels like when you don't feel like you're getting there fast enough, and who can talk you through it.
Yes.
If you go maverick and try and do it on your own or try and do it while being subject to the outside influences, it's not going to happen.
That's so true. That is so true. And I have made so many friends at the gym, and you can always tell somebody that's new because they kind of stand back and they kind of feel like, you know, like they're not up to speed. And then before the class is over, everybody's made them feel welcome and, you know, kind of just lent that shoulder to say, like, you know, if you need any help or whatever, we're happy to do that. And like today, I loved it because, like I said, I haven't run in so long, and every lap I took, everybody was like high-fiving me and cheering me on. And it was like, it was great because I didn't even think people realized that I hadn't run in a long time. But that just reinforced it that much more for me. So, and I think that happens every day in the gym, which is a very positive way to bond with people. And that, I think, makes people want to come back.
Yeah. And it's not all, like, there is a ton of, it's all positive. I just want to also acknowledge, like, it's a safe place. And I do think that most gyms are probably safe places. We've had people cry, not because of fitness, hopefully, but because of outside, like, they're just going through tough spots. And all of a sudden, I've had people cry we go chat and they're like, tell me they're going through this thing. And that's great. You know, people give them big hugs and they let them air that stuff out. And I think that it's just the safe place to be vulnerable, to feel like you can fail, which is a tricky word. That's a really important laboratory to be able to experiment and grow in, because you don't often get that, especially as adults. We don't get that anymore. Everything is very high stakes. We have all this responsibility. we don't really get to fail without ramifications. And a gym, especially like ours, to toot our horn for a bit, to where you can do things, you can fail at lifts, you can try new things, and there's going to be people waiting there to catch you if you do happen to fall. Like, that's really empowering to know that the rest of your life isn't, like, you have that power in the rest of your life as well.
Yes, in everything that you do, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah, and I think that that is a very transferable skill that you do get the opportunity while you're working out at the gym and giving your body a chance to get stronger and to make the quality of your life better so you can do all the things that you really want to do. And, you know, I think that, you know, like you said, if you don't have a community of friends that are participating, then, you know, you can break away and you'll have new friends there that will help you along the way.
Yeah. You might slowly make that change, but yeah, great.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I guess my message is like, no, even if it is February 4th and you perhaps had a goal at the beginning of the year to do some change and maybe you fell off, that there is, you know, don't give up on that goal, because at the end of the day, there are still things that you're going to want to accomplish. And the more you move, the more likely you are to be able to do most things in life.
Totally.
So, and I think it can be as simple as just learning how to move again and getting out there and participating in that. So, I love that. And that being said, I love how you are also doing your role in helping other coach, business owners who coach to be able to extend kind of your concepts and what you're doing. So can you just kind of briefly speak to that a little bit and what's your inspiration for that?
Impact. So I'm fortunate. I work with 55 other gym owners and I have our staff. I do. And I'm actually about to start another intern group right after this. And I feel as though, like, there's still nothing after 14 years or however long it's been, there's no better charge than seeing the look on somebody's face when they do something they didn't think was possible. And
right.
That if I had some minute aspect or impact on that, like, that's still the biggest charge in the world to me.
Yeah.
So then as I was able to hire staff and see that through them, and then as I was able to start to mentor other gym owners who had staff who were able to do that with their clients, like the kind of fantasy for me is just seeing, like, literally thinking about the butterfly effect of touching one person who touches another person who can hopefully then change the world through fitness, which I truly believe is the most empowering, mentally empowering thing and physically empowering thing that you can possibly do for yourself.
Love that. Yeah, well, I'm elated with the work that I get to see you do and how you get to touch lives. So thank you for taking the time to come and share that with us. And if anybody wants to reach out to you, what would you suggest?
So our website's sandpointstrength.com. I am Kenny at sandpointstrength.com. Just send me an email. Like, I mean, with all sincerity, like, I'll make time. I'd love to chat with people about it. Most people don't take me up on this, so I can say this. But yeah, just send me an email. And my incentive to coerce you into some gym contract that you're not going to fulfill isn't interesting to me at all. So we have, of our 300 some people in the gym, I think we have currently 16 who have not been there in the last 14 days, which I get a report on every single day. So.
Right.
And they're all traveling or sick or whatever else. So my point is that my goal is for you to be inside of our gym if you actually have a membership there. So
yeah,
again, if we're not the right fit, that's fine. I'll help steer you somewhere else. No big deal.
No. And I love that honest approach, and I love that you guys care and you do reach out, and it isn't, you know, it's not about the bottom line by any stretch of the imagination. It's really more what people can do for themselves by being a participant in your gym. So I'm grateful I get to.
Well, thanks.
So thank you. And thanks for being with us. And that's our show for today. So be sure and tune in next month. And in the meantime, remember, now is your life. Get out there and really live it.